Questions? Keith?
One that just seems to be one I don't really quite grok yet is that we were talking about the body as a point of view rather mm-hmm. than the actual who I am, and also you mentioned before mastery over the body in some ways. I'm just interested in knowing more about how to relax the body as a point of view, because for some reason I still think the body's kind of like some chunk of me.
Can you speak to failure? I know it was in our text yesterday, and just hearing that word failure really evokes something in me. And, all through our lives, we don't like to fail, and you know, we strive our best to do the best we can at everything. And some people more than others really, for instance, like when you're a kid in school and you try to do well on an exam, and if you don't do well, you just take it so personally. And the sense of failure, and it kind of that point of view really starts to grip to you. So anyway, that's what I've noticed in myself. There's a huge sense of not wanting to fail at something. And an adjunct to that is disappointing others, not wanting to disappoint others, let other people down.
In what way?
In showing them that you can do the best that you can, and when, like in terms of responsibility and conduct.
Who are you afraid of disappointing?
Probably my parents, more than anyone, my family.
And in what way would you disappoint them?
Sorry?
In what way would you disappoint them?
By not being successful at what I do, or achieving certain success in life in terms of the conventional viewpoints that a lot of people have.
Like money, houses, cars,
yeah, I mean, starting
families.
And probably that sense of not wanting to disappoint them seems like not wanting to disappoint myself. You know, I think I have these goals to achieve. If they're not being met, then there's a certain feeling of disappointment for myself. I'm not achieving those things.
Like what?
Like, having a career or a family, or for me, a band. I have this band that I've been trying to create for years and years and years.
How lucky for you that none of it's happened. What a boon. Your failure is a complete success. These are good questions. Failure, goals, and disappointment. Yeah.
Maybe kind of a side note to that, the fear of non-recognition of awareness.
To realize pure intelligence, to really realize pure intelligence as one's own nature, is to realize the purpose and benefit for which one is intended, and it's as simple as that. And that is the great accomplishment, so to speak, that's already accomplished. And in that, there can be no failure whatsoever. So whenever considering any of these ideas, like failure, disappointment, goals, whatever it might be, it's important to ask, what are these ultimately? What is the ultimate failure? Well, the ultimate failure is to not recognize and gain confidence in one's own nature, one's own true identity. That's the ultimate failure. And the ultimate disappointment is to disappoint oneself and to disappoint others by not gaining confidence in one's own nature. And then the ultimate goal, of course, is to gain confidence in one's own nature. So you see, there's no way out of this one. And if you bog yourself down in the conventional ideas bog, then you'll just be a bogged down someone all of your life, and that is very disappointing. There could be no bigger disappointment than that, to just wallow around in conventional ideas when all the while the very basis of who you are is this pure intelligence that is entirely cognizant, conscious, or aware, and does nothing but emanate benefit. And so the more familiar we are with our identity of aware pure intelligence, the more we're just entirely beneficial at all times without any need to try to do so. Our only interest is being a benefit. But again, it doesn't require any effort. It's just a natural, heartfelt impulse that is irrepressible, forever free-flowing. And so, what do you want? Do you want that, or do you want the bog? The swampy bog of murkiness and conventional ways of looking at things. It's as simple as that. Now, even though there might be people who may not understand your commitments, like parents or family or other members of society, who do you want to live your life for? Other people and their conventional ideas, or do you want to live your for yourself and what you're able to contribute to beings in a really extraordinary way? What a choice, huh? And when it comes to being beneficial, too, there are many ways to be beneficial. But then again, we need to ask, well, if we actually have the capacity to be ultimately beneficial, are we going to forego that for being of other types of benefit that aren't ultimately beneficial? So you see, we can be a benefit in many ways, just like you have been a benefit in many ways with the work you do. That's very beneficial work. However, you now know that you can be of ultimate benefit. Not only can you apply band-aids to people's problems, but you can completely resolve their problems and support them in doing that. So, you see, that's the courage of forever perfect awareness. Forever perfect aware pure intelligence has that kind of courage. That courage to sidestep all of the ways other people are doing things and to just say, well, I don't care what anyone else thinks, and I don't care what anyone else is doing. This is the choice I make for my life. What is there? What kind of reward is there in points of view? What kind of reward is there in conventional ideas? None. There's absolutely no reward there. So, you know, even if you were to please your parents in every conceivable way, would that bring you permanent satisfaction and happiness? Because the location of permanent satisfaction and happiness isn't in points of view. of people pleasing and trying to do what other people want you to do with the motive of being better off somehow. This is a dead end. You know, if you want to please something or somebody, please the four comforts. Please the four comforts in this. If you just can't give up pleasing something, then please the four comforts. if you find yourself just not being able to say no to people, be unable to say no to the four comforts. There's a time and place for everything. To waste your life on drivel by looking for satisfaction or some sense of accomplishment in what other people expect of you or conventional ideas about what you expect about yourself is just, that's not the answer you want to hear, is it? And it's natural that these questions come up, but when we have the four comforts, then the four comforts are the answer to that question, to all questions. They really are. And after we gain some confidence and awareness, that becomes clear. We couldn't possibly go the way of conventionality once we start to gain confidence and awareness, which you already have. It becomes impossible because you can't suddenly have amnesia about the benefits of awareness. It's impossible once you taste that nectar. You cannot turn away from it. It's all seductive and all-consuming. It consumes all ideas that you've had about yourself, who you take yourself to be, who others take you to be, and it consumes also your past, present, and future. Swallows it up completely. And this is the way you want it to be, because this is a carefree life of great accomplishment. Now, the other kinds of accomplishment that are to fulfill your own ideas of yourself or other people's ideas of you, these kinds of ideas of accomplishment are valueless, really. You know, they're not going to provide any kind of sustenance. They're just going to involve you in a drive that is never ending. There will never be a point you reach where you feel that you have satisfied yourself or anyone else. Because this whole game of applying points of view to points of view is just applying one mirage to another, hoping to look for a result somewhere. So you apply the mirage of you to the mirage of self-accomplishment, hoping for a mirage of a result. And so, you know, all you end up with is a mirage, nothing but space, and then constantly looking for something you're never going to find. And this is a perfect opportunity to gain confidence and awareness rather than going for all these ideas of things that will always end up with a dead end. You know, it's like in the movies where somebody's running away from the bad guys and they run down an alley and there's a brick wall 20 feet tall. They can't scale it and and they've just got their back to the wall, and the headlights are bearing down on them, and the guns are waving out the window. It's constantly living in that state. But if rather than relying on all these expectations that others have of you or you have of yourself that all are all related to conventional things, that if you rely on the four comforts instead, that will provide you real sustenance, and that will provide you something you can always count on, no matter what kind of situation you're in. So it's just a matter of what you choose and what you place as a priority above all else. If you keep placing as a priority personal wants and all your ideas about what you need to make you happy, then you'll spend your whole life on that hamster wheel, or at least part of it, until you see the light. Yeah. There's nothing to be found in fulfilling your own ideas of yourself or other people's ideas for you, especially when those ideas are all wrapped up in something that never leads anywhere. You know, one of the things to ask yourself is, well, where have my family's ideas led them? You know, do they have complete peace of mind at all times? Are they living lives that are of excruciatingly wondrous benefit to others? So just examine how these ideas came upon you and whether or not they've ever resulted in something definitively conclusive for the people who have these ideas, no matter what they are. Whether they're the ideas of your family or philosophers or pundits or teachers or whatever it might be, examine where people's ideas have led them. And then you can be real sure that if you follow these ideas, you'll end up in the same dead end. Because even though, you know, we love our families and care about them, certainly we care about them too, it's okay to really say, well, where are they? You know, where are they at in terms of the realization of their true nature? What have they really ended up with? And even if we're from a family where they've taken point of view all the way and really made something out of it, does that really mean that they're happy or satisfied? I know people like this who are happy with their points of view. They've taken points of view all the way and made the best out of it. They have everything, and they've been of benefit to others in some sort of way. However, I don't see any peace of mind that's permanent. I don't see any ultimate happiness at all. There's only one source of that, and that source is your very own awareness. If you're looking for that which is purely intelligent and the organizer of all that is, look to your own awareness. Because it's in that awareness that pure intelligence is located. And that awareness wasn't generated by you. It's the all-encompassing intelligence that subsumes the macrocosmic and the microcosmic. It's that that is aware, conscious, or cognizant, not you. You're a fleeting, instantaneous point of view. That's all you are. And you're honing in on yourself as a flesh and blood body made up of cellular matter and organs and all of that other stuff, that's just something you've trained yourself in to the degree that you are completely brainwashed about that idea, if you are. And when that's all you believe to be true about yourself, then that's the way it is. Now, when it comes to gaining confidence in pure intelligence, just remember that progress is made gradually for most people. It isn't true for all people, but for most people, progress is made gradually. If that's the way it is for you, accept that. That's just the way it is. And first, gain confidence in awareness as the basis of all of your thoughts and emotions. And then based upon gaining mastery there, you will be able to gain mastery over your physical body, the points of view regarding your physical body. And more you will identify yourself with the wisdom body, the skillful body of all-encompassing pure intelligence that is a permanent expanse free from destruction and vulnerability. So you see, as long as you believe in your flesh and blood self as the only you, you feel like you can easily be destroyed. And you feel very vulnerable to all manner of things. You feel vulnerable to birth. You feel vulnerable to life. You feel vulnerable to death. You feel vulnerable to the three states, waking, dreaming, and sleeping. You think that that's what you are. However, by gaining confidence in awareness as the root of everything that you know about yourself, just by the sole act of the power of gaining confidence in imperturbable awareness, you will come to see that your body is vast and indestructible like infinite space, that there's never a time where you were turned on and there isn't a time when you'll be turned off. And what could be more enjoyable than that? Going beyond everything you've ever taken yourself to be, including a lump of cellular matter. And coming to know yourself as the power of unchanging life, the vast expanse that can never be turned on or off, that is uncaused, unborn, and due to being unborn, will never die. Something that isn't born can't die. And by knowing yourself as this, more and more, your identity will be perfected as indescribably pure and spontaneous benefit. The nature of pure intelligence, the all-encompassing expanse of the macrocosmic and microcosmic, is that it is an expanse of spontaneous benefit. Everything is simultaneously appearing and resolving in, of, as, and through this pure intelligence. And that is irrevocable, and it is undeniable. It's also indestructible. Identify yourself with that, and you will come to find yourself as indestructible as well. Even though there's an appearance of who you are, that appearance is forever instantaneous and momentary. It's something you very seldom think about. Even though you may feel yourself racked with aches and pains, that's a story you've made up about your own identity. When it really comes down to the reality of all your aches and pains, you recognize them one at a time. It's one point of view at a time, appearing with all in all and as the vast expanse of all-encompassing pure intelligence. And if you identify yourself only with the aspect of the aches and pains, you'll be a goner. You'll be aching and paining all your life. And that's what you'll take yourself to be in your life to be. Yet, in the undeniable indestructibility and unchangeability of forever, stainless, open, unalterable awareness, the pure intelligence that rules everything just as it is. There's never any ache or pain anywhere. Just allow that to be as it is, and you'll find within yourself something totally captivating that you can never turn away from. To turn away from that is just to wander in a surreal wasteland of not knowing yourself as you are. And even though there may be many people seemingly wandering in a surreal wasteland, it doesn't mean you have to join them there. Just look at them and say, wander on, beloveds, if you must. But if you'd like, I have something to share with you. And, you know, a lot of people seem to be happy in the surreal wasteland of points of view, but that's just the way it is. You tried to convince yourself you were happy there, too. Right? This is making me happy. Once we decide something's going to make us happy and then we take that up, then we spend a lot of time gritting our teeth and saying, this is making me happy. I know it is. While we're wailing inside and thinking, get me out of here. Whatever it is. Oh. You know, at every turn there's some kind of seductive point of view to get involved in. A new sexual passion or delightful looking woman or man or whatever we're attracted to. Maybe we're attracted to other animals, I don't know. You know, whatever it is, at every turn there's some kind of seductive influence to lure us into thinking that point of view this time is going to make us happy, right? I know all. So, but after a while we see this isn't the case, you know, and then we're just not willing to go there because we know that no matter how seductive it might be, that there really isn't anything there. You know, it can be anything. It can be anything. Cigarettes, alcohol, marijuana, acid, ecstasy, all these other things. Other kind of ingestibles, like different kinds of food, chocolate cake, Haagen-Dazs ice cream. We'll expect a check for that. no matter what it is, there's always some kind of lure, but when we rest as the pure space of all these seductive influences, then we can really come to know ourselves to be beyond seduction, to be beyond entertainment. What is it going to hurt if we feel like toking up or lighting up a Marlboro or whatever it is? What is it going to hurt to just rest? And just see what happens, you know. Is it going to kill us if we don't light up or if we don't go for that next sexual passion or that seems to be yanking us by the back of the neck or another part of the body? Is it going to kill us if we don't go for that? we can just rest as awareness, and then what's it more important to gain familiarity with than confidence in yet another alluring point of view, or that which is totally substantial in its insubstantiality? Now, a number of you in the room are young, and so by gaining confidence and awareness when you're young, you get over all this stuff, you know, of being seduced into something that can't provide any satisfaction. And believe me, the things that you might think are some kind of satisfaction, like intimate relationships or having kids or careers, these are not sources of satisfaction. Exclamation point. These cannot bring you satisfaction. You can try to force yourself to believe that they're bringing you satisfaction, but now that you know about gaining confidence and aware pure intelligence, these will never bring you satisfaction. And the only way you will be able to have satisfying relationships, whether they're career-wise or with your kids or with your intimate partner, is to have all of that based on confidence and awareness. It's the only way. Otherwise, these relationships are really constant sources of turmoil and frustration. Now, you know, you can't guarantee either that the people you're relating to intimately are going to want to gain confidence and awareness, like your family members, intimate partners, your kids. You have no control over that. However, you do have control over yourself and how you spend the opportunity of your precious human existence. The human existence is the critical juncture of awareness and the point of view of flesh and blood. And so when you have the opportunity of this critical juncture, it's the only opportunity where you as a being can commit yourself to what's real about yourself and gain confidence in that. So if you don't take that up, then it's like living on an island of gold but not recognizing that that's true. And so all the time you feel impoverished. I would have given my life at 28 years old, or however old you are, to be in a room like this. I really would have. I would have given my life. And just in terms of my own life, a big part of my movement to live the way I do is based on not wanting anyone to have to go through what I went through. And so, you know, this is really the proper motivation for gaining confidence and awareness, because by gaining confidence and awareness ourselves, then we can ensure that no one has to go through what we went through. And that everyone can end up in a room like this just like we did. That everyone can have authentic teachings and about the nature of reality, and that no one ever needs to be seduced by what is real again. You have nothing to give an intimate partner or children unless you've gained confidence and awareness. That's really a harsh and bold statement, but it's true. And even if your family members, your kids, your partners or whoever they are have no idea what you're up to and don't get it at all, just by your presence, you will have an influence on them that they may not even recognize, but you will make the lives of everyone you're connected with better, even though they may not know that. They may not know that it is your presence that has made their life better. This is the greatness of the full embodiment of gaining confidence and awareness and gaining confidence in that intelligence that is really at the basis. The embodiment of the totality of the indestructible, skillful body that is the vast expanse of infinite space and beyond. You take on the power of that which is the creator of everything. And so nowadays, you know, people think that realizing awareness is some kind of personal accomplishment, and almost no one knows that that isn't realization at all. That's just another point of view to realize awareness. The realization is pure benefit. That's the realization. Where there's the true realization of awareness, there's the realization of the power of pure benefit, the capacity to be of unending benefit. Now, the fear of anything, whether it's non-recognition of awareness or whatever it is, the only realization there is of awareness is in the spontaneous self-release of the here and now, so there's nowhere to get to. And there's never been any spontaneous self-resolution of the here and now that is not recognizing awareness. So even if there's a point of view of non-recognition of awareness or fear of non-recognition of awareness, there's no way for that to come about without awareness. By resting imperturbably as awareness, it becomes obvious that awareness is without promise and without peril. It's without cause and without effect. It's free of all such notions. It's free of recognition. It's free of non-recognition. In awareness, there's never been anything to recognize or anyone to recognize it. And there's never been any non-recognition of that either. So you see, you have no way out. And no way in. No matter what you can think up, it's not going to make you unaware. And no matter what kind of scrape you get yourselves into, it isn't going to make you unaware. Now, you can go ahead and go against everything that's suggested and, you know, plunge right into trying to create happiness in a relationship or having kids. But all the while you're doing that, what I've said will be ringing in your ears, believe me. Because once you have the taste of awareness, even if you enter into a blunder, the taste of awareness is going to be present as that blunder. So, you know, why not? You know, you're young, a lot of you. Gain confidence and awareness. And once you have complete confidence and awareness, then go off on these excursions. Because that's the way they're going to be fulfilling. They're not going to be fulfilling otherwise. They're just going to be, yikes, what did I do? How did I get myself into this one? Why didn't I listen? Then you'll have to rest us all those points of view. Why didn't I rely on the four comforts? You'll be resting us all those points of view. You're 35 years old. You'd think that you were 90 the way you're talking. My life is over. I didn't have my career, didn't have my family. You're 35 years old. You know, you can be having kids for, who knows, 50, 60, 70, 80 more years, the way genetics are going. You'll probably be having kids 1,000 years from now if you want to. But I wouldn't suggest it. Gain confidence and awareness and then give birth to future knowledge bears, the pure knowledge. You know, this is the way to go about it. Gain complete confidence and awareness to the power of having complete mastery over your thoughts, emotions, your body, everything. That's the time to start having children and getting into relationships if you still want to do that. However, you know, you may not want to do that. I have one friend who is a magnificent being, and he has set up this whole community of people, thousands or tens of thousands of people, and what they've found there is that, you know, there are many people realizing awareness, so now a lot of the young people don't want to have children, and so they aren't having any more people being born, especially the women. They don't want to have children. They've gained confidence and awareness, and they're just going on about their life, and children aren't part of it. So they're kind of wondering what to do about this. But, you know, if we really want to have more human beings, pretty soon we'll be able to grow them on little farms, or we'll be growing organic humans, designer humans, to do different kinds of things. You know, it's all the way you look at it. Whatever you believe in, that's what you're going to cook up as your reality. So if you believe in all these excursions you want to take as some kind of way to just titillate yourself a little bit more with points of view, then yikes. Why not just take it easy in a carefree way and enjoy your life, surround yourself with the four comforts and gain complete confidence and awareness, then go from there. You know, it's just like say that you were totally committed to being a neurosurgeon. And in order to be a neurosurgeon, you knew you were going to have to buckle down. You were going to have to not only do that grueling undergraduate work, organic, inorganic chemistry, everything else, but then you were going to have to go to medical school. Then after medical school, you were going to have to do a surgical residency. Then after that, you were going to have to do a neurosurgical residency. Then after that, you were going to have to do some kind of fellowship in neurosurgery. And finally, when you were about 40 years old, you could be a doctor. My daughter-in-law is going through this right now. She's finally in her cardiology fellowship, and she's 38. And so then, you really have to buckle down in order to do that and really be clear on what your goals are so you can gain complete confidence as a neurosurgeon. And so it's likely you're not going to let anything else get in the way of that. And anything else that comes up, you're going to consider it very carefully. Well, do I really want to get married at this time while I'm going through this? Or when I can barely make it, as it is, and you're certainly not going to be saying, oh yeah, let's have some kids. That's really going to support becoming a neurosurgeon when I'm there poring over my textbooks or working at the hospital on 24-hour shifts. That's just what I want, some screaming babies at home. And so, you know, in this way, we're able to reason things through. Is this what I really want to do? Is this how I want to be spending my time? Or am I going to commit it to neurosurgery? Well, then we could also use that as an illustration for gaining confidence and awareness. Gaining confidence and awareness is way more important than any other task we might want to buckle down at. And so, you know, here it's, I can tell you, look at me, look at how old I am, see that? You know what's important, and if you want to listen to what I have to say, you will gain great advantage from that. If you want to listen and put it into practice, you will gain momentous advantage from that. And so, you see, I've lived a long life, and even though you might not want to listen to what I have to say and put it into practice, if you do, you will find great reward in that. Great reward. Because what I'm suggesting, I'm not suggesting casually. Whether you're young or old, I'm not suggesting it casually. Awareness is where it's at. And it's the only thing that'll carry you through. The kids won't carry you through. They'll grow up, they'll have their own lives, and they'll probably not want to see you very much. And when they do see you, they'll most likely be wrapped up in their own thing, unless you have a rare exception. If you have a rare exception in a child, you're lucky. So you see, all these things you're looking for, they're not going to lead you anywhere. And intimate partnerships, the same thing. You get into an intimate partnership, then you're resting as your points of view and the points of view of this other person you're in intimate partnership with. It's much easier to gain confidence and awareness fully and then go on from there. There's no rush. And that's just the way it is. When you gain confidence in awareness, the intelligence, the true intelligence that is the basis of everything, then you have it all. You know, you have it all. You can make remarkable choices. If you want an intimate partner, if you want kids, you can make remarkable choices. However, when still kind of bogged down in points of view, it's difficult to make good choices because the choices are so influenced by points of view. Rock on, resters. Rest is best.